2009 will be a crucial year for international climate change negotiations. Most of the attention is focused on cutting emissions of carbon dioxide pollution. But livestock is also a big contributor to global warming, especially methane emissions from cows and sheep. As the BBC's Matt McGraw reports from Ireland, scientists are considering some creative approaches to dealing with the problem of animal gas.
Emissions from agriculture are a particular problem in Ireland. Beef and dairy farmers are responsible for 28% of the country's total contribution to greenhouse gases. The core of the problem is methane, produced in the gut of cattle and sheep as a consequence of the way they digest their food. Science and technology are seen as key ways of controlling the problem. Some researchers say that a simple pill could cut emissions, but many in the Irish scientific community have their doubts. Others are working on new breeds of cattle that would develop much faster and therefore emit less methane due to the fact that their lives would be shorter. The situation in Ireland is exacerbated by the reliance of the national herd on grass. While this is a positive in terms of selling beef as a natural product, grass increases the amount of methane produced. Now researchers at University College Dublin say a fatter, sweeter grass could reduce the levels of gas and benefit human health as well. Dr. David Kenny is an expert in animal nutrition at the university.
Although grass is a low-fat diet, we can manipulate it. You know, we've shown with certain types of polyunsaturated fatty acids can improve both the quality of the product as well as actually reduce methane production. You know, so it's a win-win situation, we'll say, from a producer's point of view and also a consumer's point of view.
This approach is experimental and as yet unproven. But despite calls for taxation on methane emissions or a simple reduction in the numbers of cattle, a scientific approach to the problem is preferred by both farmers and politicians. And in Irish terms, that's an alliance that's likely to have its way.
The BBC's Matt McGraw in Dublin.